You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. As the New York legislative session draws to a close, there is a push to pass a bill that would extend the statute of limitations for victims of child sex abuse who are seeking justice. The bill, known as the Child Victims Act, passed the Assembly last week and has won the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo. It now heads to the Republican-controlled Senate, where its fate is less clear. For more, we're joined by WNYC's Fred Mogul in Albany. Hey, Fred.
Hi, Jamie.
So, Fred, first tell us what's in the bill.
Well, under current law, victims of abuse have 5 years from the time they turn age 18 to bring a criminal case, in other words, until age 23. Under this bill, they'd have 5 years from age 23 or until age 28 now, and they'd also have until age 50 to bring civil suit against their alleged accuser to sue him or her in a civil court. And for those people whose current statute of limitations has already expired, there'd be a special one-year, what they're calling a look-back window, for them to bring lawsuits, even though their statutes of limitation have expired under current law. And that look-back period is one of the big sticking points.
Well, this isn't the first time the legislature has hit a sticking point, has tackled this issue. Tell us a little bit about the history of this legislation. Explain what's different about this year's effort.
Yeah, it's been going on for quite a while. It got as far as passing one of the two houses, the Assembly, in 2008, and then kind of hit a wall in the Senate, as many things do, and really just sort of lingered, bubbled below the surface for a while. Advocates have slowly but steadily been building momentum, more and more rallies. The New York Daily News actually has taken this on as a crusade. And while they've always had a few lawmakers who've adopted this as a cause, it's this year that they've actually gotten the leadership. So you have a Speaker Hastie bringing this to the floor of the Assembly for the first time in his tenure as Speaker. You have Governor Cuomo saying at the very beginning of the legislative session that this is a priority for him, and then again today saying he's got his own bill, basically mirroring the Assembly's bill to make this become law. So there's been this momentum building the whole time.
What do supporters of the bill say?
Well, they say, of course, that it's long past due for them to get their day in court, and obviously a longer day in court, a longer length of period to get into court. They say the current legal framework just doesn't recognize their victimhood, their vulnerability, that young adults and post-adolescents, they just don't have the wherewithal, the self-awareness to bring criminal or civil cases by age 23, and that age 28, age 50, that's just much more realistic. One of the women who spoke today said it wasn't until she was really age 25 that she had realized that she had been a victim of sexual abuse in her teens. And another woman who spoke said she's in her 30s and she still has nightmares. So this just persists and persists for a while for these people. They say the earlier cutoff isn't sufficient.
And yet the bill has its detractors. One group that strongly opposes the legislation is the Catholic Church. What's the argument there?
And they say there'd be a free-for-all of frivolous lawsuits that could bankrupt them, that people would come out of the woodwork who weren't really and truly abused. It seems, frankly, quite something for them to say, given the history of the last 20 years. Even the Pope Francis, has come out with very sympathetic statements. And yet, locally, we have the Catholic Church persisting and getting a sympathetic ear among certain Republican leaders in the Senate. One version of the bill actually tries to come up with a compromise that says that, okay, we'd have this one-year period, but there would be a special commission that would vet potential cases before they get to the courtroom. Still, a spokesman for the GOP says not clear whether this bill or any bill would in fact get to the floor for a vote.
And Fred, this has made it to the legislature before. How likely is it to pass this time around?
You know, all bets are off. We've got 3 more days after today of legislative session officially. They all want to go home on the 21st. There are many things else that they're considering. This is when horse trading kicks into high gear. I think that's a mixed metaphor, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of different bills in play, and it's a question of how much each leader wants to push his or her most important bills. So this is pretty important to many people in the Assembly. They've put a lot of weight behind it. Governor Cuomo has expressed support for it. But there are some observers who say his heart isn't completely in it, that he's just frankly kind of playing defense. He wants to go on the record for supporting it. He's not going to fight for it. It could die. And he'll just look to blame the Senate and say he tried.
WNYC's Fred Mogul reporting from Albany. Fred, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jamie.